Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. From one chocolate lover to another, I am duty bound to tell you that Whitaker's has a scratch for every chocolate itch, and some you didn't know you had. We have dozens of milk chocolate and dark chocolate covered nuts, dried fruits, and confection on the shelf every day of the week. And then there are the one-time purchases. Fine chocolates, specialty chocolates that would make you blush to see the price tags in a big city shop. But at Whitaker's, you can afford it. Come get it before someone else does. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. As Republican members of Congress return to their districts, some are facing angry constituents at town halls. Angry over President Trump and Elon Musk's mass firings of federal workers and budget cuts. At a town hall in Georgia, Republican Congressman Rich McCormick.
By and large, the president has great purview over where a lot of this money goes. Now, some of this is going to be litigated.
President Trump announcing on social media that he's firing two members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, including the chairman, General C.Q. Brown, no reason given, nominating Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Raisin Kane to replace him. Also fired was Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the Chief of Naval Operations. President indicating there could be more changes. The U.S. Embassy is temporarily prohibiting U.S. government employees and families from using public buses and light rail across Israel for the next 14 days as a security alert. This is ABC News. Washington police say Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills is facing a simple assault charge for an alleged assault on a woman in a penthouse apartment Wednesday morning. Mills' office says he denies any wrongdoing and is confident he'll be cleared. The FDA says some pharmaceutical companies will no longer be allowed to create their own versions of weight loss drugs now that a shortage is over.
The FDA first announced a semaglutide shortage in 2022 when weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy exploded in popularity. The FDA allowed companies to alter ingredients, a process known as compounding. Major drug companies were upset that Hims was allowed to advertise its compounded weight loss drugs during the Super Bowl. This might not be over. Other compounders have sued the FDA when it removed other weight loss ingredients from the shortage list. Brian Clark, ABC News.
An engineering company says it's agreed to pay millions to settle a remaining Flint water sauce lawsuit. I'm Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green, easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, it should be a pretty nice weekend if you want to get out and enjoy some winter recreation with those temperatures moderating and at least partial sunshine. So that should be good. Travel weather will be great as well with no precipitation expected throughout the area. Now, as we head through the work week, there will be a couple of weather systems sliding through. The best chance of precipitation with the ones right around Sunday night and Monday will be over northern Wisconsin. Then a second system should move through the region Tuesday night, bringing all of the area a better chance of some light precipitation. Could be just a little slushy and sloppy out there by early Wednesday morning as temperatures cool down closer to freezing. We should catch a break for most of Wednesday and Thursday, with another chance of a little snow moving through parts of north and east Wisconsin on Thursday. Otherwise, temperatures staying a few degrees above normal through the end of next week, so it certainly will feel nice. Quite a change of pace from what we've had over the past couple of weeks. Otherwise, for today, sunny to partly cloudy with a high near 30 degrees. Southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered clouds tonight, low about 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with a high near 40. Wind south to southwest near 10. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low 29. And Monday, partly or mostly cloudy and much warmer than normal, highs reaching the upper 40s. Heading into Tuesday, mostly cloudy, low 30, high near 44. We have a chance of scattered light rain showers at night, possibly mixing with a little wet snow. Wednesday, breaks of sun developing, still mild, low 30 with a high of 46. Thursday, partly sunny, just slightly cooler, low 27 with a high near 40. Friday, mixed skies with a thaw continuing. Low 23 with a high near 41. Some precipitation could return by Friday night or Saturday. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, we're back down to 6 degrees. We were up to 7 just a few moments ago. 6 is the morning low, and we have been as warm as 11 a little after midnight. High yesterday, 28. No precipitation to report yesterday or today. The record high in 2017 was 70. The record low, we go all the way back to 1966, with 17 below. 1 year ago, it was nice. 62 was our high, 28 the low. The sun will rise this morning at 6:50, sunset tonight at 5:41, sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:48. The barometric pressure is at 29.96. The air is calm, as mentioned. No precipitation to report. Well, we have a new morning low now. We went the other way by one more degree. Our current temperature is the morning low. We're at 5 above.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Bosqueville. Napa know-how.
It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Bosqueville and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. Madeline Muller from Richland Center advances to state in girls wrestling after last night's sectionals. Lancaster and Richland Center did battle in boys basketball last night. Phil Nee was there.
Lancaster won a Southwest Wisconsin Conference boys basketball game at Richland Center 79-62 Friday night. The Arrows pulled away from a slim lead at halftime with three quick three-pointers to start the second half and built a lead they would not give up the rest of the way. Zach Hermson led Lancaster, scoring with 19, while Michael Murphy made four three-pointers on the way to 18 points, and Dane Kaufman made 16 points. The Flying Arrows with 10 three-pointers and went 15 for 22 at the free throw line as they improved to 14-8 overall and 6-3 in the league. Richland Center was paced by Jaden Shep,
with 15. Brady Dosh added 14. Wes Bosworth totaled 12. Liam Fingerson, 9. Garrison Weiss, 4. Pietro Matucci and Kaizen Schwitzenberg both scored 2 points. The Hornets made 3 three-point baskets, and they shot 8 for 17 from the line. The overall record for the RC boys is now 10-12 on the season, 3-5 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Lancaster won the JV game 45-38 over the host Hornets. Following the 79-62 win, the Flying Arrows will take on Iowa Grant on Monday. Richland Center will host Portage on Tuesday night and then wrap up the regular season with a home game against Dodgeville on Thursday. The seeding for the upcoming WIAA Boys Basketball Tournament will be announced on Sunday. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other boys action. Ithaca over Seneca, 82-68. Mineral Point picked up an 82-30 win over Riverdale. Darlington, 85. Boscobel, 43. Fenimore got by Iowa Grant, 57-50. Highland, 73. Barneveld, 58. Platteville, 10 better than Dodgeville, 91-81. Kickapoo, 49. DeSoto, 40. Royal with the 77-33 win over Lafarge. North Crawford, 76. Wazika Steuben, 43. Southwestern, a 54-39 win over Cuba City. It was Luther, 76. Viroqua, 46. Cashton edged Brookwood, 39-38. River Ridge, 63. Albany, 19. Marshall, 92-52 over Wisconsin Heights. Stoughton, 61. Sauk Prairie, 39. Westfield with a win over Mauston, 56-47. Wisconsin Dells, 63. Adams Friendship, 36. Aquinas, 60. Toma, 46. And Sparta over La Crosse Logan, 76-63. Just a handful of girls' games. It was Highland over Barneveld, 56-29. Platteville defeated Potosi-Cassville, 77-39. In overtime, Blackhawk, 52. River Ridge, 49. Wazika Steuben, a 62-41 win over Hillsboro. And Cuba City down Southwestern, 88-31.
Join WRCO FM 100.9 for high school wrestling coverage coming up this weekend. On Saturday, from the WIAA Division III Westby Sectional and the WIAA Division II Wisconsin Dell Sectionals. Hi everyone, I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join Bill Twining, David Werman, Henry Bray, Pat Mahoney, and me for high school sectional wrestling. We'll see who's going to state after this weekend's action in Westby and Wisconsin Dells from WRCO Sports.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher is calling for sunny to partly cloudy, pleasant today with a high at 30. Scattered clouds, not as cold tonight, a low of 15. Warmer on Sunday, partly cloudy will top off at 40. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low down to just 29. Monday, we see much warmer than normal conditions, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 48. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain showers mixing with a little wet snow, a high of 44. Breaks of sunshine and mild on Wednesday with a high of 46. We cool down a little bit Thursday with a high at 40.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Next to Louisiana on the Texas side, there's a little country joint where they let it ride. There's a boogie woogie man on the piano, and all the backwoods boppers shouting, go cat go. They've never been afraid of the boogie man. Nothing makes you feel better than the boogie woogie can. So don't you be afraid of the boogie man. He'll take you down to New Orleans where that rhythm all began. So don't you, don't you be afraid of the boogeyman. Grandpa's in the corner in his fishing clothes, wheeling to the rhythm everywhere it goes. All the boogie-woogie babies tearing up the floor. When they get a little bit, they want a little bit more. They've never been afraid of the boogeyman. Nothing makes you feel better than the boogie woogie can. So don't you be afraid of the boogie man. He'll take you down to New Orleans where that rhythm all began. So don't you be afraid of the boogie man. Of day, that boogie woogie man will be slipping away. Although you're never gonna know it when he's out of sight, he'll shut a jukebox down again tomorrow night. He's never been afraid of the boogie man. Nothing makes you feel better than the boogie woogie can. So don't you be afraid of the boogie man. He'll take you down to New Orleans where that rhythm all began. It works for me.
Look out for the boogeyman, Clint Black from 2004 on Country and Community. The Works Floor and Home Thermometer checking in at 5 degrees. The good news is that's on the plus side. We're 5 above after a few mornings in a row of below zero and well below zero. We will take anything on the positive side, kids. 617, we're moving to 630 news, weather, and sports. We'll get you up to speed on sectional wrestling. We have a preview. Mr. Bill Twining's live in the studio today. This is Travis Tritt. You got to put some drive in your country.
Well, I was raised on country classics like Roy Acuff and George Jones. Lord, I love to hear 'em sing all them old-time country songs. But I really got excited about the time I turned 15. That's the first time I heard Waylon and old Bo Sleeper sing. They put some drive in their country that really turned me on. Yeah, put some drive in your country. Keep country driving on. When the music gets you moving, you know that can't be wrong. Every time I hear that outlaw stuff on my car radio, it makes me want to drive it just as fast as it'll go. Put some drive in your country. Let's keep country driving on. On Sunday afternoons, the gigs were packed and I was nervous, 'cause I wanted folks to like my tunes. The crowds were full of younger people, they were all about my age. So I turned and told the band just before we walked on stage, put some drive in your country, fellas. We turned those people on. We'll be right back.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs are coming together for a great cause. Join them for a pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Ithaca High School Commons. The community will gather to enjoy a delicious breakfast, a fun bounce house for kids, and an opportunity to give back. Adults can eat for just $10, students $5, preschoolers eat free. Remember, carryouts are available. Don't forget to check out the bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle. If you want to contribute, call Bill at 608-475-6870 or Joanne at 608-516-2675. Come together, enjoy a great meal, and support a wonderful cause. The Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs benefit pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 to 12.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Winter poses unique challenges for those caring for livestock. We salute the men and women who brave the cold to ensure animals are fed, sheltered, and healthy. From breaking ice in water troughs to ensuring warm bedding, their efforts are crucial in keeping the agricultural cycle moving, even in the harshest conditions. This salute to farmers is sponsored by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. STC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO. The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
It's 6:30, we're at 5 degrees above zero. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 30 today. That according to meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight, scattered clouds 15. Warmer tomorrow with a high of 40. We're at 5 above zero. This news update is brought to you by Computer Connections, Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities.
Looking for a better mobile experience? Y-Connect Wireless has you covered.
Keep your favorite phone and number with their Bring Your Own Device plan. Enjoy the speed and reliability of a 5G network without the big carrier hassles, with local support and service tailored for you. Y-Connect Wireless delivers the connectivity you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays from 9 until 1. Y-Connect Wireless, local, reliable, and built for you.
From the WRCOFM newsroom, I'm Adam Hess. The Ithaca Lions Club, along with the Buena Vista Lions Club, will be holding a pancake breakfast tomorrow at the Ithaca High School Commons. The event is a fundraiser for Jennifer Ward. Dan Ward is Jennifer's husband.
December of 2022 is when we went in for an umbilical hernia surgery for her, which ended up being a symptom. And that's when I got the phone call from the surgeon when she was still under. Hey, there's something that we found. We need to talk. So I made my way back to the hospital, and she woke up, and the surgeon was there and told us the possibility that what he found was cancerous. There was a lot of fluid that came out, and it was a bad day.
The type of cancer discovered is not easy to treat.
It's a metastatic adenocarcinoma that was thought to originate in the appendix, then possibly in the colon, but it's been classified basically as intestinal. It's in her abdominal cavity, peritoneal lining of her stomach, and it's a hard cancer to treat. There are treatment options, but they're mostly for other types of cancers. Treatments for this type of cancer have in the past been very unsuccessful outside of surgery, which she was diagnosed at later stages, stage 4, and through exploratory surgery, they were able to determine that she wasn't a candidate for a debulking HIPAC treatment, which is where they go in and remove what they need to, but the cancer was too far widespread to go through with that surgery.
Since she was not a candidate for surgery, Dan Ward says that Jennifer has been undergoing many treatments.
She just finished chemo treatment number 52. It's every other week. She's been on a series of different treatments. For a while, it was the full FOX with the oxaliplatin, and that was not very effective. Then it was the full FURI with the irinotecan. That was more effective, and now she's been on the fluorouracil throughout the entire thing. So it's been a long couple years, but we're at the end of those 2 years, and we're still doing it. We made it this far.
The Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser for Jennifer Ward will be held from 7 until 12:30 tomorrow at the Ithaca High School Commons. Cost for the meal is $10 for adults and $5 for students. Preschoolers will eat for free. There will also be a bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle at the event, along with a bounce house for the kids to play in. A free will donation for the bounce house will be taken. All money raised from the event will assist the family with Jennifer's ongoing cancer treatments. If you would like to donate to the sale or auction, you can call Bill Clone at 475-6870. If you would like to donate to the silent auction, contact Joanne Anderson at 608-516-2675. School shootings have been top of mind for many. The Ithaca School District is confronting the issue of school shootings head-on. To better prepare for the worst, the district has teamed up with Shooter Detection Systems. Faculty and staff were able to see how the technology works and decide whether it's worth the investment at a demonstration this past week. The technology introduced detects when and where a gun is fired on the property. It then alerts security personnel, law enforcement, or any other emergency responders the district chooses to link the system to. Marty Richards, Facilities and Transportation Chairperson on the school board, emphasized how the demo revealed the system could improve law enforcement response times, an important aspect for rural schools. Using a listening device and infrared sensor, the technology would help responders quickly locate suspects once they're on site, significantly reducing threat response time. In order to implement the system, the district needs help from the state of Wisconsin. The level of state aid has not increased since 2011, limiting the budget for safety systems and other essential infrastructure. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden has filed for the impeachment of a federal judge who issued a preliminary injunction against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The injunction stems from a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and other states to stop the group from accessing sensitive
Treasury records, including Social Security numbers. Musk called for Judge Paul Engelmeyer's impeachment the day after the injunction was issued, and then on Tuesday, Congressman Van Orden introduced the bill that Musk suggested. A trial date has been set for a man accused of killing a UW-Whitewater gymnast. 23-year-old Chad Richards will head to trial on first-degree homicide charges in December. He's accused of shooting 21-year-old Kara Welsh multiple times during an argument last August. Police say Richards admitted to shooting Welsh, but claimed it was in self-defense after he took the gun away from her. Richards faces life in prison. And the search is on for the best burger in Wisconsin. Residents are encouraged to nominate their favorite establishment's best burger at the Wisconsin Beef Council website for consideration. Those with enough votes will be named to the Elite Eight in March. Each establishment will get a visit from a secret judge panel in the weeks that follow, with the winner named in May to kick off Beef Month. Burgers will be judged on taste and appearance, doneness, and the judge's preference, accounting for a small portion of the score. Last year's winner, Pickles Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst, is ineligible to defend its title.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers, search Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Two things you might not expect to hear from Macy's. One, new spring arrivals are here right now at 20 to 30% off. So brighten up your winter with blazers, jeans, flats, and more up to 30% off. And two, when you come into the store, Macy's has free personal stylists. You can book a free appointment, tell them what you're looking for, and find great deals with great advice too. So head into Macy's today, because the one thing that you probably did expect is that these deals won't be around for long. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher is calling for sunny to partly cloudy, pleasant today with a high at 30. Scattered clouds, not as cold tonight, a low of 15. Warmer on Sunday, partly cloudy, will top off at 40. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low down to just 29. Monday, we see much warmer than normal conditions, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 48. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain showers mixing with a little wet snow, a high of 44. Breaks of sunshine and mild on Wednesday with a high of 46. We cool down a little bit Thursday with a high at 40.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
WRCOFM Radio Sports brought to you today by Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. Offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services. During this sports report, we will have a look back at high school basketball, and we will preview for you Sectional Wrestling Saturday. Bill Twining's in the studio.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. Lancaster and Richland Center did battle last night in boys basketball, and Phil Nee was there.
Lancaster won a Southwest Wisconsin Conference boys basketball game at Richland Center 79-62 Friday night. The Arrows pulled away from a slim lead at halftime with three quick three-pointers to start the second half and built a lead they would not give up the rest of the way. Zach Hermson led Lancaster, scoring with 19, while Michael Murphy made four three-pointers on the way to 18 points, and Dane Kaufman made 16 points. The Flying Arrows, with 10 three-pointers and went 15 for 22 at the free throw line as they improved to 14-8 overall and 6-3 in the league. Richland Center was paced by Jaden Shep with 15. Brady Dosh added 14. Wes Bosworth totaled 12. Liam Fingerson 9. Garrison Weiss 4. Pietro Matucci and Kaizen Schwitzenberg both scored 2 points. The Hornets made 3 three-point baskets and they shot 8 for 17 from the line. The overall record for the RC boys is now 10-12 on the season, 3-5 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Lancaster won the JV game 45-38 over the host Hornets. Following the 79-62 win, the Flying Arrows will take on Iowa Grant on Monday. Richland Center will host Portage on Tuesday night and then wrap up the regular season with a home game against Dodgeville on Thursday. The seeding for the upcoming WIAA boys basketball tournament will be announced on Sunday. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other boys action. Ithaca over Seneca, 82-68. Mineral Point picked up an 82-30 win over Riverdale. Darlington, 85. Boscobel, 43. Fenimore got by Iowa Grant, 57-50. Highland, 73. Barneveld, 58. Platteville, 10 better than Dodgeville, 91-81. Kickapoo, 49. DeSoto, 40. Royal with the 77-33 win over Lafarge. North Crawford, 76. Wazika Steuben, 43. Southwestern, a 54-39 win over Cuba City. It was Luther, 76. Viroqua, 46. Cashton edged Brookwood, 39-38. River Ridge, 63. Albany, 19. Marshall, 92-52 over Wisconsin Heights. Stoughton, 61. Sauk Prairie, 39. Westfield with a win over Mauston, 56-47. Wisconsin Dells, 63. Adams Friendship, 36. Aquinas, 60. Toma, 46. And Sparta over La Crosse Logan, 76-63. Just a handful of girls' games. It was Highland over Barneveld, 56-20. Platteville defeated Potosi Cassville 77-39. In overtime, Blackhawk 52, River Ridge 49. Wazika Steuben a 62-41 win over Hillsboro. And Cuba City down Southwestern 88-31.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
It's Sectional Wrestling Saturday across the state of Wisconsin as the trail toward next weekend's WIAA State Wrestling Tournament continues today. Sectional wrestling tournaments will be held all over the Badger State, including in our listening area, where two large qualifying events are scheduled. At Wisconsin Dells, the Area Division II Wrestling Sectional will be held, while smaller schools will converge upon Westby for the Division III Sectional. The top three finishers in each weight class will qualify for the state individual tournament next week at the Kohl Center in Madison. Last night, sectional wrestling tournaments for the Growing Girls State Tournament were held at various locations, including at Prairie du Chien in our area, where, moving on to the state tournament, junior Madeline Muller of Richland Center. The sectional champion Frankie Groom, a sophomore from North Crawford Seneca. Boscobel Wazika Steuben will send senior Lexi Lathrop and freshman Peyton Sander to state. Dodgeville will be represented by three girls, sophomore Brielle Walmer and freshman Maya Markline and Jenna Johnson. A freshman from Iowa Grant Highland, Maria Schaefer, moves on to state. Mineral Point will send sectional champion Delia Collins, a junior, along with sophomore Emily Heisner, to next week's state meet. Catherine McAlow's a senior from Brookwood. Sidonia Roman, a freshman from Royal One Ewok Center. Westby Sisters' Marissa Klum, a senior. Kylie Klum, a junior, move on to state. Fenimore has Ariana Collins-Miller, a senior, moving to state. Belmont Platteville will send the Davis sisters, Kaylee, a senior with a record of 42-1, and JC, a freshman. Cuba City Benton Southwestern send senior Chloe LaRue back to the state tournament. She has a 40-1 record. From Lancaster, juniors of Olivia Ball and Sophia Burr move on to state. From Prairie du Chien, a trio, senior Ireland Chaka, freshman Rosalie Kostman, and freshman Aspen Gilo, all sectional champions, advance to state, along with Sophia Baum, a junior, and Amelia Soltis, a sophomore from Mount Hora-Barneveld. And Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights sends two girls to state, sophomore Margaret Barrett and freshman Naomi Bermudo, both won championships last night at Prairie du Chien. Among those who finished fourth at the sectional and just missed qualifying for state, sophomore Kaylee Manning of Ithaca Weston, sophomore Montana Joles of River Valley, senior Ava Lord of Dodgeville, along with Cuba City Benton Southwestern's Destiny Crawley, Amelia Johnson of Lancaster, Cadence Freimiller of Fenimore, Sophia Cerati of Mount Hora-Barneveld, and Madeline Gosda of Mauston-Nakusa, those missed going to state. Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative had six at the sectional. None were able to advance to the state meet. The Division II boys sectional today at Wisconsin Dells includes wrestlers from Richland Center and River Valley, among area schools. First-time Division II entrant Fenimore leads away with 10 individual qualifiers, while both Lodi and Gail Edrick Trempolo Melrose Mindoro have 9 at the sectional. Belmont Platteville will have its most qualifiers in recent memory with 8, while Cuba City Benton Southwestern, Mauston Nisida, and Prairie du Chien are next with 6 sectional qualifiers. Richland Center and Dodgeville each have 5 on the mat today, while River Valley has 2. Richland Center and Coach Silas Coleman will see its sectional contingent led by 2-time state place winner Ethan Haiti, who reached the state finals 1 year ago. Haiti is the winningest wrestler in program history, surpassing 150 career wins last weekend at the Super Regional. He'll be joined today by senior Mason Jelenic, making his 3rd appearance at the sectional level, and by 3 first-time qualifiers, juniors Ethan Bodendine and Ethan Bindle, and freshman Caden Stibbe. River Valley will have 2 wrestlers competing today for a berth at state. Juniors Mason Schulte and Blake Brickle represent the Blackhawks under coaches Dan Makovic and T.J. Wanneke. Both are 2-time sectional qualifiers, while injured seniors Noah Radke and Wyatt Knockreiner, former state qualifiers, were both knocked out at the Super Regional and denied their 4th sectional appearance. Dodgeville's 5-man sectional qualifiers are led by a pair of state champions, sophomore Shane Rashan and junior Hakan Peterson, the latter of whom is a 2-time state titleist and still unbeaten in his high school career. They are joined today by teammates Nathan Johnson, a 3-time sectional qualifier, and by 2 wrestlers making their 1st sectional appearance, senior Blake Faust and sophomore Rhett Spurley. The field at the Wisconsin Dells sectional today features no less than 9 4-time sectional qualifiers, Owen Sefrud and Maddox Goble of Darlington Blackhawk, Danny Heiser of Evansville, Espen Swears of Mauston Nisida, Blake Teary of Prairie du Chien, Landon Heitmeyer of Portage, and 3 from Fenimore, Tristan Stelt, Siler Zansevich, and Nathan Blaschke. There are 3 unbeaten wrestlers at the Division II sectional at the Dells today, Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, and Danny Heiser of Evansville. The tournament also features 5 individuals who are returning state champions, Shane Rashan of Dodgeville and Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, 2-time state champions, Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville and Tristan Stelt of Fenimore, and 3-time champion, Danny Heiser of Evansville. 2 returning state runners-up are also on the mat today, Ethan Haiti of Richland Center and Espen Swears of Mauston Nisida. And 3 more placed 3rd at state a year ago, Blake Teary of Prairie du Chien, Maddox Goble of Darlington Blackhawk, and Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mindoro. And there are five Division II wrestlers at the Wisconsin Dells Sectional who have qualified three previous times for the state tournament. Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, Danny Heiser of Evansville, Blake Teary of Prairie du Chien, and Fenimore teammates Tristan Stelt and Nathan Blushke. At the Westby Division III sectional today, Iowa Grant Highland leads the way with 12 individual qualifiers, and Aquinas has 11. Mineral Point, fresh off consecutive one-point victories at the Super Regional last Saturday and the team sectional on Tuesday, is next with 10 wrestlers competing. Riverdale and Royal One Ewok Center are among four teams with 7 sectional qualifiers, and Ithaca Weston has 5 wrestlers on the mat, hoping for berths at next week's state meet. Area conferences will be well represented by 4 wrestlers from North Crawford Seneca, DeSoto and Lancaster, 3 each from Brookwood and Westby, 2 apiece from Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben, and Cashton, and 1 each from Hillsboro and New Lisbon. From our area, Riverdale and Coach Marcus Ingalls will be led by 3-time sectional qualifier and 2-time state place winner, Brody Meese. The junior Meese, along with junior Grant Matthews and sophomore Lakota Brewer, all won Super Regional Championships last weekend. Matthews and Brewer compete today for the 2nd time at the sectional level, while senior Chase McGuire is a 3-time qualifier. Teammates Talon Childs, a senior, along with freshman James Schramm and Hunter Wilkinson, round out the Riverdale contingent. Ithaca Weston will be led today by senior Nolan Waldner and junior Ashton Bennett. Both have twice reached the sectional level, and Waldner qualified for the state meet last year as well. Also for co-coaches Troy Clary and Marcus McCauley, seniors Mac Neef and Caden Coleman and junior Derek Franzen will be seeking state berths today. Boscobel Wazika Steuben will have a pair of wrestlers hoping to move on. Competing for the Bulldogs are junior Job Wetter and sophomore Ashton Udelhoven. A quartet from North Crawford Seneca is also hoping to advance, including returning state qualifier Jaron Grimslid, a senior competing at the sectional for the 4th time. 2-time sectional entrant Thomas Sprosty, a senior, along with junior Sawyer Swigum and freshman Gavin Wilkins, are also on the mat today for North Crawford Seneca. Hillsboro's lone wrestler is a 3-time sectional qualifier, Ryan McCoyk, a junior. Competing for Brookwood today, Kasten Gazda, Drew Powell, and Kai Pikenen. For Kasten, Caden Mickelson and returning state qualifier Parker Milsna. For DeSoto, it's freshman Kanoa Rogers and seniors Peyton Krager, Justin Obert, and state tournament veteran Seth Greeno. Iowa Grant Highland has 12 at the sectional, including returning state place winners Tyson Imhoff, Bodie Brockhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Brock Hinderman. 3-time sectional qualifiers Lucas Christensen and Gavin Hinderman as seniors will be looking for their first trip to state. Rounding out the Iowa Grant Highland dozen are 3 seniors, Aiden Bedward, Jackson McGuire, and Tucker Dagenhart, and 3 freshmen, Griffin Wineski, Hayden Altman, and Colton Williams. And for team sectional champion Mineral Point, a pair of 4-time sectional qualifiers lead the way. Returning champion Cade Rule and 3-time state runner-up Rowan Carey are joined by seniors Matt Orrett and Lennon Ebert, sophomores Jacob Dannenberg and Emmett Collins, and 4 freshmen, Memphis Burkhalter, Liam Carey, Sammy Springer, and Sawyer Dannenberg. The field at Westby today features 6 4-time sectional qualifiers in Cade Rule and Rowan Carey of Mineral Point, Jaron Grimslid of North Crawford Seneca, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, and Trevor Paulson of Aquinas. Grunenfelder, along with Parkview Albany's Wesley Egan, are the only unbeaten wrestlers in the tournament. Mac Neef of Ithaca Weston, recently returned from injury, has just 1 loss on the season. 3 others have only 2 blemishes on their season records, Grant Matthews of Riverdale, Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle, and Tyson Martin of Aquinas. Mineral Point's Rowan Carey and Cade Rule are the lone wrestlers in the tournament today who have qualified 3 times for the state meet. Cade Rule of the Pointers and Aiden Grunenfelder are the lone returning state champions as a Westby Division III sectional. Returning state runners-up are Brody Meese of Riverdale, 2-time state finalist Tyson Martin of Aquinas, and 3-time state runner-up Rowan Carey of Mineral Point. And there are 5 wrestlers whose state tournament a year ago saw them win third-place matches: Grant Matthews of Riverdale, Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, and 3 teammates from Iowa Grant Highland, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Bodie Bruckhop. The top three wrestlers in each weight class today will advance to the state meet. Action begins at 10 this morning at both the Wisconsin Dells and Westby Wrestling Sectionals. Join WRCO Sports for live coverage throughout the day today. For Phil Nee, Henry Bray, Pat Mahoney, Kirk Layer, and David Wermond, for WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher is calling for sunny to partly cloudy, pleasant day with a high at 30. Scattered clouds, not as cold tonight, a low of 15. Warmer on Sunday, partly cloudy, will top off at 40. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low down to just 29. Monday, we see much warmer than normal conditions, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 48. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain showers mixing with a little wet snow, a high of 44. Breaks of sunshine and mild on Wednesday with a high of 46. We cool down a little bit Thursday with a high at 40.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs are coming together for a great cause. Join them for a pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Ithaca High School Commons. The community will gather to enjoy a delicious breakfast, a fun bounce house for kids, and an opportunity to give back. Adults can eat for just $10, students $5, preschoolers eat free. Remember, carryouts are available. Don't forget to check out the bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle. If you want to contribute, call Bill at 608-475-6870 or Joanne at 608-516-2675. Come together, enjoy a great meal, and support a wonderful cause. The Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs Benefit Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 to 12:30.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days